start the to manage to test Davis Tovshin Ayin Ches with Shmuel Halpin.
Good morning. I wanted to discuss a topic which is Nogea every day. Sometimes you have a day which you try to find something which is relevant to that day. The easiest thing is to find something which is relevant to every day. We have a special mitzvah which we do every day, a minimum of 7 times, and very often over 13, 14, 15 times could be, which is the mitzvah of saying Kaddish. Mitzvah of listening to somebody say Kaddish, listening to Emfren Umeini Eshmei Rabbim when we hear somebody say Kaddish. Sheikh Nuch Rav brings down as there's a chiyuv of every day to hear a minimum of 7 kaddishim. The 7 kaddishim are part of davening when we always have a kaddish. We have always a kaddish after Yishtabach, before we start Yotzeir. We have a kaddish after Shmon Esra or after Tachnun. We have another kaddish to Skabel after we have Asher V'Letzion. And then we have, by Mincha, we have a kaddish before Shmon Esra, after Asher, before Shmon Esra. We have another Kaddish to Skabel after Shmon Esra. And by Maariv, we have a Kaddish before Shmon Esra again. We have another Kaddish after Shmon Esra. Those are the minimum Kaddishim which there are in Tfilas every day. A minimum of 7 Kaddishim. And he brings down, as it's a Remez on the Pusik of Sheva B'Yoyim Hilal Ticho. 7 times a day, Mushabech Da'ai Bishter. That's the minimum. But as we know, we say Kaddish very often, a lot more times. Especially if there's a Yusam. Or in places the minhag is to always say the kaddishim between the different parts of davening. So therefore we have another kaddish after hoidi, before hoidi, after we finish karbunas. We have a kaddishim after shir shalyoim, we have kaddishim after kavel Hashem, after oleini. And we have the same thing by mincha after oleini, and by ma'arav after oleini. And generally during the day, if there's a siyam or if there's some limud Torah together, which very often people will say a kaddish, it's a mitzvah which we do on a very regular basis. And it's such a basic mitzvah, which it's such a powerful mitzvah, which because we're so used to it, it's something which we're used to, so therefore we don't always just need I just want to go through a little bit to bring out the mala of what Kaddish is. And Pirish HaMilas. Yeah, the Mishabri brings down the one shouldn't stand say Kaddish, stand to look for another Kaddish and another Kaddish. Yeah, because, and the reason for that is Gifa, because Kaddish is such a powerful tefillah. And because it's such a heilige tefillah, therefore it's something which you shouldn't just be using on a without realizing what we're saying. The Ayvitz and Siddur, before Hoidi, he says that the mitzvah to say Kaddish is a mitzvah asay deraisa. It's a mitzvah asay v'nikdashti v'toich v'nei Yisru. We're standing up in a kul for Eidu, 10 Yidin together, and we're saying Yisgadal v'yisgadash shemei Rabbah. We're asking that the Ayvitz's numen, that the Ayvitz's name should be Yisgadal v'yisgadash. That's v'nikdashti v'soich b'nei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah asay deiraisa, which you say you have to have mechavim for this mitzvah every time when we hear Kaddish, before somebody starts saying Kaddish. When we hear Kaddish, we have to have mitzvah srichas kavuna, that we're going to now be mekaddish the Aibish's numen. Where does it come from? So I wrote down very lot of what I want to say. I saw in Pesach Chivas and Simon in Vuv. He brings down Arichas Gedoyla, the Shankite, all the malice of Kaddish and all the Prutim. They said the Anshe Knesset Gedoyla, the Urcha Shulchan writes that the Anshe Knesset Gedoyla were Mesakin Kaddish. It's such an early tefillah, the Anshe Knesset Gedoyla were Mesakin it. They were Mesakin after Churban Bayis Rishon. And they made a tefillah which they were asking that the Aibish's name should be again Yisgadal v'Yisgadash. It was during the Churban, and it should be Yisgadal v'Yisgadash the Aibish's name. And Amoyri Kelushni says that it was a tefillah on Churban Beis HaMikdash, it was a tefillah on Eretz Yisrael, it's a tefillah on Pisa Yisrael, but Arab Bekamfis Uretz, a tefillah of all the Eden who was spread around the world. It's a tefillah of all of this together, that this should all be finished with, and we should be able to zoicha to the Geila. And the Torah brings down that the nisach of Yisgadal v'Yisgadash, where to get this nisach, Yisgadal v'Yisgadash, is a kibbutz of a pusuk in Yechezkel. It says in Yechezkel, v'skadalti v'skadashti bein ho'amim. We're talking about Mechemes Goyg Mugoyg. Mechemes Goyg Mugoyg is when it's going to be the final battle, Mitzvah Hashem, before Mashiach is going to come. And on that, says the Pusik, Veskadilti Veskadishti, it's going to, it should be, we're davening, and we're asking the Ivish, that then it's going to be a Yiskadal, Yiskadal Shmei Rab, like it's meant to be, but Mechemes Goy Gemugoy. And then with the Wazoichet, to the Pusik in Zachariah, which we say every day, the, on a regular basis, as, Bayoimahi, Vahoya Bayoimahi, Yeah, Hashem Echad Shmei Echad. That's what the Bekusha of Kaddish is. There's so many different members of Chazal, mit the Kadmoinim of Kaddish, what Kaddish is. There's a bunch of Gemuras spread out to many different places. There's a Gemura in Soita, the Gemura says, I'll say the Lushans, Gemura in Soita, Memtes, Bizmana Gulis, the ganze Kiyam Oilam which we have in Gulis is Gebot on this tefillah which you have of Kaddish. The Gemura says, O Maruva, Bechal Yoim Vayoim, Meribe Kilulusaini, Kilulusa Mishal Chaveiroi. Every day, Nebuch, as we feel, and we live in Gulis, we know, every day the klula of the day is more than the day which was previous. It keeps on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The tzuras and the klulas and the difficulties which you can go through in gulas are constantly growing. No, there's a bit of a few lines in between. Freitag more in the end. How do we survive? Ve'elo alma amai komekayim. On what does the world stand? If it is such a difficult period of gulas which you can go through, what is the world surviving on? What is the kiddah? What is the point of which our world is standing on? That's a famous Gemura that the world is survives on, and the Kiyam HaOlam is on the Asher, on the Kiddush that we say Volatzion, and on the Omeinu Shmei Rabbah which we say on the Kaddish which we say after we learn, after we finish learning, and somebody says a Kaddish Derabunan, the Chayyim means on such a Kaddish, the Omeinu Shmei Rabbah, such a Kaddish is what it survives and the survival of the world. So I'm worried about the Lushan to say such a thing that the whole Kiyam HaOlam is Omeinu Shmei Rabbah. And the Gemara Shabbos Kivites is also a very famous one. The Gemara says, Kala Oina Omeinu Shmei Rabbah B'chol Koichoi Koirin Loi Gzad Dinoi. Somebody answers, says Omeinu Shmei Rabbah with his whole Koich, even if he has a Gzad Din, it gets ripped up and he has Mit Shem Ilhavi Yeshia. And the Chalokas Rashi in Toises, Rashi brings down B'chol Koichoi means B'chol Kavanusai, somebody has with his whole Kavuna. And Tosa says, "V'chol koichem means v'chol ram." Says it with a loud voice. The Shabiri brings down already. It doesn't mean a loud voice that he has to go and turn on loudspeaker mode. It doesn't mean that he has to make sure that somebody who's on the other end of the world can hear him. Not because there's anything wrong with that be'etzim. So Moir de Galushim the Shabiri. Not because something wrong with that be'etzim. Because other people won't appreciate it, and they'll make choizek of him. And if they make choizek of him, he's going to be machshel other people by laughing at him for answering Omeinu Shmei Rabbah with a loud voice. So therefore, Michal Koichoi, as Avot, you can sometimes a person can shout with his whole might, and the person next to him can't even hear him. Shouting Michal Koichoi, I'm shouting Michal B'chol Rom, doesn't have to dafka mean in the essence of the volume. It could also be in the essence of how much effort and how much of himself is he put inside into this aniya for Omeinu Shmei Rabbah. The Gun brings down as the Schis of Omeinu Shmei Rabbah is in this Mechevle Shal Moshiach. There are lots of different things. The Simon, and Beis Yosef brings down the Simon as the Gavir Rabbah Leiraisa. Medrash and Mishli says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Tzumeach and Mis'ala Be'ilumah. The Eibishter has a Simcha and he goes up in his world with Omeinu Shmei Rabbah. There's a Gewaldige Gelushna Gemura in Gemura in Bruches as how the Omeinu Shmei Rabbah is Mo'er the Ge'ila. It's worth saying to inside. It's a masa which a very interesting masa. Gemura Gimelom Adalef, the master of Yosi, as he was walking along the way, and he wanted to daven, and he didn't have way he could concentrate on the way. It was in the middle of the derech. So he went into one of the churvas of Yerushalayim, and he went into daven. A famous Gemura. And Eliyahu Hanavi came and stood at the Pesach of this churva and guarded Rabbi Yosi as he should be okay until he finished davening. After he finished davening, the Eliyahu Hanavi asked Rabbi Yosi, why did he go into the churva? He said, I went to the churva, I wanted to daven. He said, why didn't you daven outside? He said, I couldn't daven outside. It was ala tefillah ala derech, and I wouldn't be able to be mechaven. I'm davening on the street, I won't be able to be mechaven. So Eliyahu Hanavi told him, it better would have been to daven outside and daven a tefillah katsura. Because you shouldn't have gone into the churva. Churva is a mukim of mazikim. It's dangerous. It's a sakuna. You shouldn't have gone into the churva. In Rishi says then he learned from Eliyahu Hanavi three dinim. He learned one shouldn't go into a churva, even to daven. He learned that it's better to daven a tefillah katsura. It's better to daven al aderech. And when somebody davens al aderech, you should daven a tefillah katsura, which is havineini, like one bruch of the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Aval lemaase, the Gemara carries on. The next piece, which is neged to what we want to bring out. Elyonuvi asked Rabbi Yossi, while you were in the churva, did you hear anything? Did you hear anything? Did you hear anyone talking? It was an empty churva. Did you hear anyone? So Rabbi Yossi said, yeah, I heard a baskel. I heard a baskel which said, we say the Lushna Gemura. I heard a basket which says, "Oy lebunim." I heard a basket which is crying out like a dove, and the basket was saying, "Oy lebunim, shabavinaseini hecharavti esbeisi." Woe is to the sons that because of the avers I destroyed my Beis Hamikdash. V'serafti esechuli, and I burned down my heichal. V'higleisim lebein imos, and I sent them into gulas between all the nations of the world. And Elyonuvi told Rabbi Yossi, you should know, it's not just now when you heard the Eibush to say this, that's when he says it. Chayecho v'chayereishcho, I promise you, lo shozi b'lvad imeres kein. Not just now does the Eibush to say that. Ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim gimul pa'omim imeres kach. 3 times every single day, the Eibush says these words, oy oy, that to the father who said, oy to the sons who were sent away from their father's house and had to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. When does the Eibush say it? B'shash Yisrael nechnusim lebeisach neses abutim medrushes ve'oinim yehesh mei rabo. This heis yehesh mei rabo menanei aroishoy. The Eibushter Kevuchel shuckles his head along and he agrees to them and he says, Ashrei haMelech shemekalsin oisiv bebeisoy. Praiseworthy, praised is the king who gets praised in his bias and his butim medrushes. But can see it's such a type of a praise. Maloi la'av sheheglas bunov. Oy vayis to the father who sent his kindlech into gulis. V'oy lehem lebunim shegulim al shulchan aviyem. And oy is to the kindlech who was sent away from the father's house into gulis. Which is a moyerdike osterik. It's a powerful way of describing the lashoinus of what happens every time we say amen yesh mirab in ashil. What goes on in Shemaim, it's something which we're used to, but we don't realize every time this is what's happening. Every time we say it, it's a moyerdike Shika and a Moridika his Arras that Klal Yisrael should be Zoicha to go out of Gulas. Then there's another famous thing of Kaddish which everyone knows. Now Kaddish is a Uvel. Somebody who loses a parent says Kaddish a whole year, or 11 months better said. On a Yutzat we say Kaddish. Kaddish we know by Levayas, we say Kaddish. Kaddish we know is a tefillah that we say to help somebody who was nifta from this world to be able to have some type of a yeshia in the next world. What is this koyach? I mean, what happens when somebody says Kaddish? Where do we see that Kaddish helps? And once, I don't remember where, I think I once read something that somebody wanted to, he didn't know much about Yiddishkeit, but he knows that somebody was nifta. So there's a thing to say Kaddish. So he wanted to say Kaddish. He wanted to say Kaddish. He asked somebody to give him translation so he understand what he's saying. He went through the whole tefillah. He said, I don't understand. Doesn't say one word here about my father who was niftah. Doesn't say one word here about anybody who was niftah. Doesn't say one word about anything to do with somebody going away from this world. It's just a tefillah that the Eibishter's kitcher that is gadol is Kaddish Shmei Rabba. It's nothing to do with anything. Well, that really is the koyach, because we're davening for the ge'ila, that is what brings out that it's such a schis, it's such a moirdik schis. This is gadol, this kaddish meirab, which we're saying, that gives the neshumah who is saying it for a moirdik aliyah. Meshbriya brings down, I think it's in Kif Lamed Beis, Meshbriya brings down, there was a master for Rebbe Akiva with a kaddish. It's a moirdik story, which I think a lot of people probably know the story. I want to say it with all the details. It's we see the serious nefesh that Rabbi Akiva had, and we see the powerful koyach which a kaddish has. The Masechtas Kala brings down the Maaseh. It says as though Maaseh Rabbi Akiva, he was once being misboided in the midbar. Rabbi Akiva went along in desert, and he was learning his choizal mishnusoy. He was chazering his learning. He was walking around the desert, and he was chazering his learning. And he bumped into a black person who wasn't dressed. And he was running like the speed of a horse, and he was gathering together with a huge pile of wood, of firewood on his back. And Rabbi Akiva was going on him, stop, I need to ask you something. So he had to stop this fellow. And he asked him, what's going on over here? Who are you? Where did you come from? What's going on? So the person told him, Mesa Noichi, not alive anymore. I'm already not on this world. And every day, the Malachi Chabula Nebuch in Gehenna, the ones who are in charge of me, the Maluchim in charge of me to be able to punish me, tell me every day, they command me every day to gather together a bunch of firewood, and they burn me with it. I have to gather every day my own firewood, and they burn me. And why? Because I was over of the mitzvah Satorah. I didn't keep the Torah. So Rabbi Kiva asked him, maybe you heard from these Maluchim if there's anything that you could do to save yourself? Or anything not that you could do, it's too late to do anything for oneself once it's Meisal Noichi. But is there anything that somebody could do to save you? So he said, yeah, I heard they said that if this Nebuch, that was Alush Miskin Zeh, if this Nebuch would have a son, would stand up, would stand up amongst 10 Eden, and he would say Kaddish and Baruchi, and people would answer Omein after his Kaddish and Baruchi, and they would say Yehesh Meirab, and they would say Baruch Hashem Avoyrach, straight away I'd be let off. So Rabbi Kiva heard, he asked him, where did you live? He asked him, which town did you live in? Which area did you live in? And then Rabbi Kiva, the good Ladoir, imagine this, the good Ladoir Rabbi Kiva, I'm sure he had plenty what to do. He picked himself up and he traveled to this town where this person came from. And he made his inquiries until he found out that there is a son of this person running around. And Rabbi Kiva took him and he saw that he didn't even have a bris yet. Rabbi Kiva hot him gemalot, he gave him a bris milah. And then he took him and he sat him down in front of him and he tried to teach him Torah, teach him the basics, to teach him aleph bais. He should be able to read, he should be able to learn, he should be able to say Kaddish. And it didn't work. This fellow had a locked up heart, a brain, nothing went in. And he wasn't mekabel Torah. Rabbi Kiva wanted to make sure that this Yid who he met should have a yeshia. It wasn't enough that he tried and he traveled and he did everything. He wasn't happy with it. Rabbi Kiva said he fasted 40 days. It sounds like, no, we fast 40 days. We've got a tannis tomorrow and a lot of us are thinking, oh, how are we going to manage? It starts at 6:27, it finishes about 10 to 5, and we have it all. Rabbi Kiva fasted for 40 days that this Yingala should understand Torah in order to be able to save an Ashumah from a Yid who he met on the way. And which type of a Yid? A Yid who said himself, I never kept the mitzvah in the Torah. A Yid who didn't do anything. And the Rabbi Kiva fasted and he davened until he heard a basket which said, Niskabla tefilascha. Your tefillah was niskabla. And afterwards, he taught him Torah, Krishma, Brich Samuzin, and this Yingala stood up, Toicha Rabim, and he said Kaddish, he said Borchi, and everyone answered on him, and this mess came to Rabbi Kiva Lachulam, and he told him, Rabbi, Toniach Datchu, Began Eden, you should be able to rest in Gan Eden, the same as you rested me in Gan Eden, and he said, the way you saved me from Dinashul Gehenna. To what extremes Rabbi Kiva went in order to do this, and to what koyach a kaddish has to be able to save somebody who did nothing, but one kaddish that his son said was enough to save him from everything. That was the Masechtas Kala. And Zayar Kudosh brings down Achareimo, you see, Adzon, that Rabbi Kiva kept on learning him Torah, until this person grew to be a gudel b'Torah, and he ended up becoming, Rabbi Kiva gave him smicha, and he was a gudl, he was an emistic gudl. And then this mess came to Rabbi Kiva Lachulam and he told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you an achuma like you gave me an achuma. B'shas, my yingle, my son set up Torah. They took away from me from the dinner shel Gehenna. They took away from me the whole Gehenna. B'shas, he went to Davin from Umad and he said Kaddish. They tore up my gzadin. And B'shas, that the time that my son became clever and he got smicha from yourself, they sat me together. They put my head a case, a crown from tzaddikim, and they sat me together with all the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. Same one extreme, and to what a degree a son can have a koyach from what he does for a father, for a parent. That's taka kibud of aim, shaz v'chayiv v'moisov. That's the koyach. That's the koyach that we have a kibud of aim v'moisov. Stam, we see Messias Nefesh, we got off track for 2 seconds, but this Messias Nefesh we see that Rabbi Kiva had to help another yid is. There's a saying that one says, why is the letter tzaddik called tzaddik? Well, really it's called tzaddi, tzaddi d'aladid. But in the world it's called tzaddik. Yeah, it's the tzaddik. Why is it a tzaddik? Why is that letter zoich to be called a tzaddik more than all the other letters of the aleph base? If you look at how tzaddi is written, it's always got a yid carrying on his back. If you've got a tzaddik written, you've always got a letter going around, and you've got the yid sitting on his back. Somebody who always is ready to carry another yid around, he's a tzaddik. There's the same, in the same theme, there's a Mordecai, I think it's from the Ostrovse. He says a Mordecai Gedank. The Gemurah Makis, so I have to say the Lushna Gemurah, it's also a Mordecai Lushna Gemurah. The Gemurah says, Rava said, Kama te pshui sha'insha, how stupid are people, the kaimu kama sefer Torah, v'le kaimu kama gavar yabba. People who get up when the sefer Torah walks past them, and they don't stand up when a gavar yabba walks past them. They don't realize who this gavar yabba is. The Torah said, Arbuim yakeni, the Torah says you have to give somebody 40 malkas. And they came the Chazal and they made it into 39. They took a pusik, Mefirish and Torah, and they changed it from 40 to 39. They don't realize what koyach of a Talmud Chuch and what koyach of Gavri Rabbi is. That's the Lushna Gemura, Gavri Rabbi. So the Ostrovse set up, asked the Mordecai question. He said, we have another time in the Torah when Chazal changed the open number to a different number. It says, Tisbri Chamishim Yoim, we all know for Shviyas we have to count for 50 days. Tisbri Chamishim Yoim, how do we count? We count 49. Chazal changed it, meaning that 50 days means on the 50th day should be Shavuos. But they changed off in the Pusik. They told us Pshat in the Pusik completely different than what it says clearly. The Pusik of Tisbri Chamishim Yoim is way before in the Sefer Torah. It's in Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra. And this Pusik of Makkos is in Sefer Devarim. Why did Ruva wait to choose this Pusik in Sefer Devarim and not choose the Pusik in Sefer Vayikra? So Ostrovse said, it's very pushut. The Gemara says people who stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, they don't stand up instead of a Gavri Rabbi. A Gavri Rabbi, the master went, somebody asked the Ostrovse, some other gudel asked the Ostrovse to say a vote. The Ostrovse didn't want, they met somewhere on the holidays, the Chweisui, somewhere and the Ostrovse said he doesn't want. So the other person told the Ostrovse, you're a Gavri Rabbi, I want to hear something from you. So the Ostrovse said this vote. So why did the Gemara say Gavri Rabbi? The Gemara didn't say Talmud Chucham. A Talmud Chochem you can be, somebody can learn Torah. To be a Gavri Rabbi is somebody who makes sure that somebody else doesn't get a patch. If I can learn out Chamishim Yom to Mem Tes, no. But if I can take one patch off a Yid, the Torah says give him 40 patch, and Chazal V'Koyach Dash take one patch away and give him only 39, that's a Gavri Rabbi. And there you see that was the Koyach of Rabbi Akiva, it was a Gudel, that was Be'emes a Gudel, a Gavri Rabbi, to what extremes he went to save somebody from. Save somebody from Medina Shel Gehenna. What we've seen, Ein Zach is klo, as Kaddish is a Mordecai Shtake, Fanem, it's a Mordecai Mala of a Tefillah. How many Kaddishim are there? Just a basic overview, how Kaddish is made up. We start off Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Shmei Rabbah, until Damiram Be'olm of Imri Omein, which we call Chatzi Kaddish. That is the Kaddish Anshin and Nisnek Doyle with Masakin. Now afterwards, the chaluk which came after, we come afterwards, or over, they were added on afterwards. We have a Kaddish Darabunan, the first one we say in the morning. That's the Kaddish we say after we learn. We have a Kaddish Yusim, which is a Kaddish really, which was it's a normal Kaddish. We add on to that Kaddish Yeshlam Rabban Oysa Shulam. Then we have a Kaddish Tiskabu, we say whenever we finish davening, we ask the Ayvisha to accept our tefillahs. And then we have a Kaddish of a Chatzi Kaddish, some would just say Chatzi Kaddish by itself, like for example we say after Tachnan. And then we have a Kaddish we say after Agadata, which we said before, that's the Kaddish we say Dafka by a Siyam or by a Levaya, as a long special Kaddish. Kaddish is one of the tefillahs which is in the Loshna Rami. It's not Loshna Kodesh, Kamat lot in Loshna Kodesh. Kamat every word of Kaddish is in Loshna Rami. It's a very interesting thing, why should Kaddish be in a Loshna Rami? So there's a Toysus in Gimel and Aleph and Bruchas. The Toysus brings down, he says one pshat which is not correct, and then he says the pshat which he holds is correct. And the Master, there's two pshutim in the Rishonim, why was Kaddish said in the Lushna Rami. One pshat was that Kaddish is such a special tefillah. It's a tefillah nuah, such a beautiful tefillah, that we are worried that the Maluchim are going to hear us say such a tefillah, they're going to be jealous. If they're jealous of us, it's not good. And we know, Chazal tell us that Maluchim don't understand Arami. They don't understand Aramaic. They know Lushna Kodesh. I hope they know English. And they don't understand Aramaic. Aramaic is something which it's a language they don't understand. So therefore we say Kaddish and Lushna they shouldn't understand and know they shouldn't be jealous of us. So one thing since that reason, that means we're saying Kaddish in a way, in a language we want to go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without anybody in the way. That's what we're saying. It's definitely doing something. Our Kaddish is definitely going. We're saying Kaddish in a language, we don't want anybody to get in the way. We don't want any Malachim to disturb us. Tosa says it can't be that's the real reason, because we have lots of beautiful tefillos we do say Lushna Kodesh. Now Tosa says the reason is, since Kaddish is such an important tefillah, we want to say it in a language that everyone understands. We said before the Gemara that the world stands on the Kaddish we say after we finish learning. So they used to have the Shi'irim, that everyone came together. You see, Shi'irim, everyone comes together, you say in a language that people understand. That's why here's in English, in other places in French, and whatever it is around the world, each country will say the Torah they're going to say. It's not like davening, which we say always in Lashon HaKodesh, but Shi'irim Torah is always in a language that people understand. And therefore, the Kaddish which came afterwards, since it's such a hoicha tefillah, they wanted everyone to understand it. So Chazal, the Anshik and the Sechdoidah, were masakin it in a language everyone understands. Which just brings out how important it is for us to understand the translation of Kaddish. Because if not, we've defeated the purpose. The Knesset Gedolah said Kaddish and created Kaddish in a language that everyone could understand. And nowadays it's a language which is much harder for us to understand than Lushon HaKodesh. We have much more regilas in Lushon HaKodesh than we have in Lushon Aramaic. So therefore, just wanted to go through Kaddish. Oops, it's already late. Go through 10-2, yeah? Oh, sorry, full 22. Go through Kaddish and push it, translate a few words and see what Kaddish is and see, push it touch. The first thing we start Kaddish is Yiskadol, Yiskadol Shmei Rabbo. That's what we said before, that is Gebot of the Pusik in Melchemes Goy Gemugoy, that Mitzvah in Melchemes Goy Gemugoy, which is Biasa Geila. That's when Geila Shleim is going to come, that's what we're going to say, that's what it says in Pusik, Yiskadilti, Yiskadishti, Beino Amim. That we're going to be Zoycha Mitzvah, that's what we're davening for every day, and that's what we're asking for every day. And really, if we think about it, that is the Nisach HaTfilah. We have Nisach HaTfilah Yom Nirum. This is Tfilah Yom Nirum, which touches every Yiddish heart. Every Yiddish heart, when we start the Neginim of Yom Neiruim, something clicks. Wow. It's something which we ask for in Yom Neiruim. We say V'chein, Yiskada Shimcho, Hashem Elekeini. We've got all the V'cheins which we say at the beginning on Atta Kudosh. We're asking the Ayvish to Miskadosh his name. That's really what we say in the beginning of Kaddosh, straight away. Yiskadol V'yiskadosh Shmei Rabbo. It's a tefillah which we ask in Tefillah Rosh Hashanah. V'chein, Yiskada Shimcho, Hashem Elekeini. Then we carry on. B'yomad V'ruch Yirisei, which really, that is the end of the first piece of Kaddish. The end of the first piece of Kaddish finishes with the word Chirisei. Yiskadal v'yiskadal Shmei Rabbah, Hashem's name should become great and should become holy, but Olma in the world v'yiroch Chirisei, which you created like you wanted. Really, the Umayin L'choira should go over here. That's the end of the Bakusha. I don't know why. For some reason we say, bang in the middle, we hit in the middle, Yiskadal v'yiskadal Shmei Rabbah, we say quickly Umayin. It's not a problem with saying Omen, because everyone understands that where should the Eibush's Numa be good of a Kudosh Avad in the world that he created. Maybe this is a complete own Svura, but maybe it's Kaviyuchel. We see the similar type of thing by when the Eden came to Bar Sinai. Boy, Midbar Sinai, the Eden came to Midbar Sinai to get the Torah. And the Rechaim HaKudosh freaked the cash over there. First it says the Eden came to Midbar Sinai. And the next Pusik it says they went away for Refidim. And then it says they came to Midbar Sinai. So the order, the chronological order, doesn't work. They came, then they left, and then they came. So Rechaim HaKudosh says it by Arichas, but Rechaim HaKudosh says over there, the words, Ahav u'makalkeles es ashira, love destroys the correct order of things. Meaning that the whole world, the whole Bria, since the Eibusha created the world, was waiting for this minute that Klal Yisrael are arriving, and Klal Yisrael are going to come to Midbar Sinai to get the Torah. As soon as they rolled up, the first thing was, they came, they've arrived. That was the headlines. They're here. Now that they're here, okay, let's discuss the details. That was the filling in of the column underneath. What happened? They left over here and they came over there. That's what the Rechaim HaKudosh says. Maybe in such a type of a thing, we say out, Yiskadal, Yiskadal, Shmei Rabbo, Ayid can't stop and wait. Okay, I'm going to wait. First thing is, Umayn, that's what we want, that's what we're damning for, that's what we're hoping for, that's what we're baiting for, that's something which we can't. First thing we say, Umayn, we agree, it's true. And we want it to be, and that's what we're davening. When we say Umayn, it's the same thing as we said, Yiskadol, Yiskadol, Shmei Rabbo. That's what Umayn is. Umayn is confirming, this is what I want, I agree to this, and this is my Bakusha. So first we say Umayn, that's the beginning of Kaddish. Then we go to the next piece of Kaddish, V'yamlech Malchisei. Or V'yamlech Malchisei, in Nisach Sfad, we say, V'yatzmach Perkunei V'kurim Mashichei. Same thing, it's one thing. The question is only, do we elaborate on the details or we don't elaborate on the details? But we're asking the Eibishter should be Mamlich his Melicha on this world. And the, how is he going to be mamlich as malicha? He's going to be doing it by viyatzmach brukunei, by bringing his yeshia, vikurim mashicha, bringing his mashia, bringing the mashiach Hashem, he's going to bring in nera. But we're asking for the Eibishah should bring out his malchus on this world. It's again, it's the next piece of yumim neiruim davening. Meloicha kala oilom kiloi bichvidecho, v'simloich atuhi Hashem elekeini levadecho. It's the next piece, we've gone from the first piece of from the Yom Neiruim Tefillah V'cheni Skadash, we've gone down to the 2-3 pieces later, v'simloich atuhi, we've pushed asking for Melicha. Beginning of Kadash so far, we see, we've asked for the whole of the beginning of Yom Neiruim davening, and we have this every single time we're saying Kadash. And again, in Nisach Sfad, we say another Umein on Vikuriv Meshiche, on this Nekidah itself. And this is Ashkenaz carries on direct. Don't know. It carries on and saying, then we come to the end. V'chayeichon of yomeichon of v'chayed chol beis Yisrael. V'chayeichon is in your days. Who's your days? The person who's saying Kaddish is talking to the people who are standing there. He's telling them that Yisgadol v'Yisgadosh Shemei Rabban, therefore people are saying Umay. He's telling them, B'chayeichon, this brucha, this bakushal we're asking, the Eibishah should be Yisgadol, the Eibishah should fear his malicha, should be proclaim his kingdom on this world, should be B'chayeichon, should be during your lifetime. He's asking from the Eibishah, a tefillah, that this thing should happen during the lifetime of the people who are here standing next to him or listening to his Kaddish. Of Yomeichon, and during that days, V'chayei, the chol beis Yisrael, and during the lives of every person who's alive. Every person who's alive should be zoicha to live the Ge'ilah Shleima. That's what we're asking for. If you think into that 1 second, it comes out that we're asking really that Mashiach should come this very second before anybody in the whole world, before any other Yid in the whole world is going to be an Iftar. The Yiddish nation is a big nation. We have Baruch Hashem Elter Yidin. And we have people who are 119, and we'll have that age. We've got people who are mamish, who Apid Derech Ateva are going to be nifted very soon. And we're asking the Eibishten every single Kaddish, please bring Mashiach, that we should now be Zoicha before anybody, before there's another announcement of any other Shiva house again in Klal Yisrael. That's what we're asking by every Kaddish. And then we say, Ba'agolov is man kuriv, means it should happen quickly. The Orach HaShulchan brings down, Ba'agolov is man kuriv, means there's going to be a process of bringing Mashiach, there's a process of childbirth. It's going to be Chevli Mashiach, it's going to become Eliyunuv, it's going to be Megala, there's a whole process which has to happen. We're asking this process should get done quickly. Ba'agolov is man kuriv, it could be a drawn out process, it could be a process that gets done quick. It can be over in a few minutes. Ba'agolov is man kuriv, we're asking this should happen quickly. And of that, the whole Kehillah and the whole Kul says, Umayn. This Umayn is going back on the whole Bakusha. It's going back. Now the Eibishah should be Mizgadl. We should be Zoichet to Mashiach. We should be Zoichet to have a Kiddush Shem Shemayim in the world. We should be Zoichet to have Malicha from the Eibishah in the world. We're asking for the Gresta and Hechta Bakushas, which we concentrate on Yom Ruim the whole time. That is what the Umayn, before we say Yehi Shmei Rabba, is. And then starts a new thing. Yehi Shmei Rabba is a complete new thing. We always answer Umayn Yehi Shmei Rabba, we answer together. But really, it's Umayn of what we've said. And we've got to think about what we're saying, because our Umayn is confirming that this is everything the person who just said Kaddish said, we're saying now with our Umayn. And then we've got Yehi Shmei Rabba telling, we're asking the Eibishter, now his great name, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mvurach, L'Olam L'Omil Mayo. We've said before, what Yehi Shmei Rabba, how chushiv it is. What is Yehi Shmei Rabba? What translation of Yehi Shmei Rabba? Toysus again, it's the same Toysus, and Bruchas brings down two Pshutim. What is Yehi Shmei Rabba? Pusha translation is, it goes together, Yehi Shmei Rabba, the great name of the Eibishter, should be Mavurach, should be benched, should be blessed. Lo'olam, le'olmel mayo, forever and forever and forever. But Tosfos brings down, there are others who learnt, that there's two separate bakushas in these words. Depends how you spell the word Shmei. Yehi Shmei Rabba, Shmei is spelled Shir Mem Hei. The Eibishter's name, Hashem, like a name in Aramaic, Shir Mem Hei. But there are others who inserted a Yidla in between. Means Shim Mem Yid Hei. Shmei with a Yid in between. And it's really two words. Yehei Shmei. Yehei Shmei is Yehei Shem Yid Kei. The name of Yid Kei should be Rabbo. Should grow to be a Yid Kei Vov Kei. What does that mean? Chazal tell us, as Ein Shmoi Shal HaKodesh Burchi, Ein Shmoi Shulem, Ve'ein Kisei Shulem, Ad Sheyemuch HaZare Shal HaMulek. Until Amulek is wiped out, the Eibishah's name and his kisei covered, whatever that means, is not complete until Amulek is not here anymore. So, Bakushin Yeheshme Rabbah is Yeheshme, the Shem Yidke should be Rabbah, should complete, should become complete, and should turn into a Yidke Vovke, should become Sholem. And then, once that happens, then we ask also that this Yidke Vovke, which has become now, should be Mavurach, should be gebenched. If it's two Bakushas. Toises himself takes on Be'ikah that the Pshat, Pusha Pshat is the right Pshat, and not the double Pshat. Oh, Ben Halucha, it's brought down both. The Ramo even brings down both. The Shala Halucha Lamasa, or it's Nageh between the two Pshutim, besides what you meant to be thinking, is also where do you put the stop? If somebody wants to pause in the middle of saying Yehesh Mei Rabba, do you say Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevurach? Or can you say Yehesh Mei Rabba? Can you put the pause before the word Rabba or only after the word Rabba? Zavof and Sadigere, Esh Sadigere Rebbe, Stam, and the Emes V'yatsev, we're saying this ain't Shem Shulem, ain't Kisse Shulem. What letters are missing from the Shem and from the Kisse? The Yitke Vuvke, what's missing is the Vuvke, the end of Hashem's name, it's missing the Vuv and then the Hey. And on Kisse, it says, Kiyodach Kes Ka, it's missing the Aleph. So together we have a Hey, a Vuv, and an Aleph, makes the word Hu. In the Emes V'yatsev, that's the Tfilah, he says, that's what we say in Emes V'yatsev. After Shema, we say, He kayom, can't find it over here. He kayom ishmo. Oh, here it is. L'doir v'doir. He kayom ishmoi kayom v'chisse nuchem. He says he kayom. When the letters he will be kayom, when the hev of aleph will be kayom, then it will be shmoi kayom. The name of Hashem will be complete. V'chisse nuchem, and the kiss of Hakadosh Baruch Hu will also be set, established, levistafzam, because we'll have the missing letters will be complete. The Shem Yitke Vovke and the name kisse. Carry on Kaddish, we come back to, we start Yisburach, Yishtabach, Yisburach, Yisroim, and Yisnase. It's a new tefillah that starts again by the word Yisburach. Oh, it's very interesting that the Mechaber Paskins, he brings down a whole, we don't have time, but brings down a whole medrash from the Fenelio Nuvi, Mitzach, that one is Usa lahafsik ben Ulmaya li Yisburach. You're not allowed to stop between the word Ulmaya and Yisburach. Not after the person saying Kaddish, but every person who answers Yesh Mei Rabbah cannot stop between Ulmaya and Yisburach. And the Mishabriya brings down that other people, Chaka the Minig was, not just to stop after Yisburach, but to keep on going. Yisburach, Yishtabach, Yisburach, Yisroim, till the end, till Ma'amiram Ba'olmo. So it's Takamashin Beis Yosef, that anyone wants to say the whole thing. And the Mugen of Ruhm brings down, you don't have to say the whole thing, it's enough to say till the word Yisburach, including Yisburach, and then we mechavan a Shmei Ko'ina until the end. The Minig, which Ungenim became, I don't know why it became that way, but became more or less that Nisach Sfad say the word Yisburach and Nisach Ashkenaz don't. It's not mashma anywhere in Shechnurich in the Poskin that it's both of Sfad or Ashkenaz in any type of way. The Mugen Avraham says clearly you should say Yisburach. Mishabir is mashma, you should say Yisburach. He brings down the Gum Paskins, one shouldn't say Yisburach because it's a new tefillah. So therefore, you should stop at Olmayo, you don't have to say Yisburach, it's a new tefillah. But Mishabir then carries on another line which is interesting, and he says, but even the Gum L'Choyer will be masking, you can say it in two breaths. Meaning you can say Olmayo, take a breath, and say Yisburach. Because of this, it looks like he wasn't so happy with this Nitzias of not saying Yisburach. But in the end, he says everybody has their own minhugim, which is clearly, we see clearly that everyone has their minig. Not come to change, telling anybody to change the minig avoy sof. The klal yisrael gebilta masayra, and not built that we look something inside and all of a sudden we change what we saw by our parents. And therefore, we carry on. But that's, it's a new tefillah. We say eight lashoinus of Yisburach, Yishtabach, Yisburach, eight lashoinus that Aibisha should be on a gewaldige darge. It's a tefillah which we're trying to express our helplessness, maybe, of being able to describe of how big Hashem is. We're utterly incapable of doing such a thing. So we're just saying, I wish this is so bigger and so much more than anything which we're capable of describing. Now, I wish this will help that we should be zoicha taka to mekayim kiddushem kaddush amikdash v'soich b'nei Yisrael tamitza deraisa. And one of the important things is, because we know how Chushev Kaddish is not when the Chazan starts saying Kaddish, to stop davening wherever we're up to, and listen to what he's saying, and to be able to answer what he's saying. And I should help him, we should be Mekayim. Everything we ask for so many different times a day, we should be Mekayim. 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 We should be Mekayim.